In the epistle of today's Mass, St. Paul tells his followers, "So stand fast in the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I see fear, and lots of it, not only among our own people, faithful Catholics throughout the world, but also those who have no faith. This is a time of fear and anxiety and worry and much stress, and trials and tribulations and all of the rest. But it's all too clear to my eyes, this time of fear and worry. But I want today to remind you, it always has to come back to this, that we must bring all of our problems back into the sight of religion. All things are to be judged and dealt with according to our holy faith. And I wish to remind you of a certain very basic but certain supernatural truth, so basic that we oftentimes forget to put it into practice, especially when it is time to actually practice it. This year, as we've mentioned before, has been a time of great trial, and election time has been no better. But you can use these times to either bring you closer to God or to drag you farther away from Him. And I'm afraid for many of us that it's drawn us farther away. And we find our souls filled with distraction and anxiety, anger, maybe some hatred and worry. Some of us might be just about ready to burst at the seams. But it's all simply because we have forgotten what I am not teaching you as new, but only reminding you of today. God is in charge. As St. Therese of the Child Jesus once said, "Confidence. It is the hand of Jesus that guides everything." We sometimes, no, many times, forget this truth. We act as if God has to prove Himself all over again that He is worthy of our trust, that He must work a miracle before we'll trust in Him again. And to trust in Him without reservation. Yet we forget, too, that He has already proven His power. He raised Himself from the dead. We forget that our church history, both in the Old and New Testament, is filled with historical incidents that prove the omnipotent power of Almighty God, His ability to use a bad situation and to bring about a greater good in the face of all obstacles. In other words, He has already given us the proof. He does not need to prove it again. We must put our trust in this Almighty, omnipotent God in whom we believe. But today's sermon, I want to, as I said, not teach you anything new, but rather remind you of the basics of what we should be thinking of these days of much anxiety. We think of Moses. Think of the number of miracles that this holy man performed simply because he trusted in God. The number of miracles is amazing. But perhaps the greatest of all of his miracles is the one we all know of and love. Moses and the Israelites, they found themselves pursued by an enemy, much mightier, much stronger than them, and they were cornered, trapped. On the one side, the Red Sea, on the other, the Egyptians. There was nowhere for these Israelites to turn and to escape from the enemy. They were dead men. Every single Israelite that day, dead men. But Moses, raising his staff with absolute trust in God's care over his people, parts the Red Sea. High walls of water on either side of dry land, and the Israelites go through it unscathed, unharmed, and they make it to the other side while God's justice drowns the enemies, the Egyptians. God came through in an impossible situation. Or we think of Joshua of the Old Testament. We so often forget about this story. He feared to be in a losing battle against the enemy. The Jews were often outnumbered and outpowered, to be sure. And it was not so much Joshua's force of arms that brought about his victory. It was nothing else than his trust in the Almighty. So great, so strong was his trust in God's power that he dared to do something that not a one of us would do. He asked God to work a miracle, and he had trust that God would work this miracle. He prayed, "Move not, O sun, towards Gabaon, nor thou, O moon, toward the valley of Ajalon." And so the scripture continues, the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hastened not to go down for the space of one day. There was not before nor after so long a day, the Lord obeying the voice of man and fighting for Israel. Through a trustful prayer to God, the sun stood still, and God fought for his people, and the victory was theirs. We think of Gideon of the Old Testament. This man was trained to be a farmer. He knew agriculture, not warfare, but trusting in God, he took 300 men and overcame an enemy who had many thousands fighting for him. God is not concerned with numbers. He never has been. We think of Jonas. The man was swallowed by a whale. He was in his last moments, but his trust never waned. Imagine if you were in the water one day and you found yourself in the jaws of a shark. You would be saying, "It's all over, there's no use." But not Jonas. He prayed as trustfully as if he were in the safety of a ship at sea. And nowhere else could he have found such a great chance to exercise his trust in God when the rest of the world would have abandoned their hope. But Jonas, it says in Scripture, prayed to the Lord his God out of the belly of the fish. He said, "The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The deep hath closed me around about. The sea hath covered my head. When my soul was in distress within me, I remembered the Lord." And he was spared, as you know. After 3 days, he escaped the whale. We think of Daniel in the lion's den, his confident prayer that he was saved from those lions. We think of the three children in the fiery furnace, or we think of Judith, who is a symbol of Our Lady, going into the enemy camp, beheading the general, and winning the war. Or we turn to the New Testament, and we see, as we do in today's gospel, our Lord raising dead men and women to life. We believe in a God that can resurrect men from the dead. That is all the proof that we need to trust in God and in His power to deliver us from the things that we are presently going through. We see the apostles' ship out on the sea, the waves threatening to sink it, and the apostles fearing for their life. And our Lord comes up calmly. He says, "Peace, be still." And the waters and the winds obeyed. The water, when it settles after a storm, is still a little choppy. But when God said, "Be still," those waters were absolutely, perfectly still and calm. So strong and powerful is the Word of God. Or we see how God took the worst event and the most unjust event in human history, that God would be judged by man as guilty of death, and how He would take that event and bring about the greatest good of the world, the redemption of mankind. So tell me again, why is it that we find ourselves worrying and anxious and angry about everything that's going on? Trust in God is our armor. It's an armor that we put on and that cannot be pierced by any danger, by any enemy. St. Paul, when he saw that some of his new converts were wavering in their trust, he told them, "Do not lose your confidence, which hath a great reward, for patience is necessary for you, that doing the will of God, you may receive the promise." Trust in God, that is, deceives no one. "No one hath hoped in the Lord," Scripture says, "and hath been confounded." Those who trust in God have perfect tranquility of life. Whatever happens, they know that God is in charge, and that nothing can befall them except what God permits. Trust in God gives us strength in adversity. Scripture tells us, "I have put my trust in the Lord and will not be weakened." And Theodoret says, "Have God as your pilot, and let all that belongs to you hang on His providence, for in this way you will remain unshaken and unchangeable." And lastly, trust in God makes us, as it were, omnipotent, all-powerful. "I can do all things in Him who strengthens me," St. Paul says. And the Gospel of St. Mark says, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." If we place all of our weakness in the strong arm of God with trust, then all things are possible, and we can do almost anything. Not by our power, but by the omnipotent power of God, and therefore we, in a sense, become omnipotent. It's been a hard year. Many of you have had severe crosses, a death of a loved one. Maybe your own health is breaking down. Maybe all of these lockdowns and everything else have caused your anxiety to go skyrocketing. The sorrow that you have, many of you have, because you cannot visit your own family in the nursing home or the hospital. The anxiety over the state of the world can be any number of things. I know your crosses. Our Lord knows your crosses. And they are perhaps the heaviest of our lives. Do me a favor, or rather, do yourselves and God a favor. Turn off the fake news. Turn to the good news of the Gospels. And trust in God, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and who loves us all. One last thought comes from a spiritual writing of a priest named Don Dolindo on abandonment. He says that whenever we become worried or anxious about anything, we are meant to turn our minds calmly away from whatever is troubling us. Then we are to almost imagine ourselves with all of our worries in our hands, handing them over into the hands of Jesus himself and telling him, "Now, Lord, you take care. You take over. And by an act of your will, give them to him." Those worries, those anxieties will be solved by God when we stop trying to solve them, but trust in him. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.